Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. We have a couple great guests. What a great show. Captain Brandon Hayward, Captain Jake Killshaw, excuse me, Jake, and having a good time talking about everything that is able. We're able to catch big game wise, and that's their deal, big game here in Southern California.
Yeah, I mean, from the bluefin thing to the swordfish, I mean, there's a lot of fired up texts and questions on that, and the sea bass thing. I love talking that too. It's my
it's right up my alley,
right? Yeah. In the kelp, fishing the kelp. And if you want to give us a call, 213. There is not an open line, I'm sorry, but 213-432-1090. So when we do take a call, you'll know to give us a shout or send us a text via the app. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing at the end of the show. Jake's going to flip the coin, and it's going to go between a texter and a caller.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting right now.
Yes, and the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. They offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. And with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish. There's smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs. There's smoked cheese. There's tuna burgers and their poke kit. And don't forget their ceviche kit either. That's a really good one. Stop by their location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure, 100%, be sure to make sure that you make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And that's as simple as booking your trip. Whether it's on a long range
trip booked in the fall next year, book your processing now, whether it be spring, summer, or fall.
And the number again, 619-255-3128.
All right. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, our private boater buddy with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark. Squid talk.
Petey, Corey, Brandon, Jake, great show. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Mark.
Happy New Year.
Man, I think that this is going to be more of a offshore weather recap than a private boater's fish report, kind of for obvious reasons.
Slightly.
Not too much effort. You know, I was down on the beach after work on Thursday looking out, and it was just scary rough. And I was really surprised to find out that one of the sport boats made it out yesterday. Ooh. Went over to Catalina, caught a few bonitas. That part's cool, I guess, but... Man, I have to imagine there was a high percentage of seasick anglers. I mean, the wind was off it, but that lump was still there. Oh, my God. But, yeah, the biggest news for sure this past week was the series of world-class storms. Man, this was the real deal. Can you imagine it gusting to 45 knots at the weather buoy below Clemente?
Dude,
and
man,
then,
crazy.
The real shocker was some of the wave height. It's from the buoy reports Wednesday and Thursday. You know, the inside buoys, like that one right outside the Coronados there and in the Pedro Channel, they were up to 12 feet, 18 feet at Clemente, 22 feet at the Tanner, and the grand prize goes to the South Santa Rosa buoy. They had steady 25-footers with three sets measured up to 28 feet, one of my customers was telling me yesterday.
Mark, it's really reminiscent of like the early mid-80s, isn't it?
Yep. Yes, it is. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's hard to believe. I mean, that was those El Nino storms, 82, 82, that's like 40 years ago. That was a long time ago.
Right.
I think I did my math. Yeah, 40. But I'm telling you, you know, those storms just standing on the beach, watching the damage to the piers and the oil rig that's right in front of Seal Beach that's no longer there after that one series. I mean, I was watching the waves, you know, and this is a half mile offshore, watch these waves go completely over the top of that oil rig.
Gee.
That was just unbelievable. But, you know, it's backed off now. Swell, still lumpy, but not too much wind. I'm sure some guys are going to want to go fishing, and they definitely probably want to take your seasick pills. Don't forget to get your license. And remember, guys, if you actually do go fishing, no more codfisher for a little bit. You know, we're going to be stuck with bass and halibut and, you know, conditions straighten out them elusive white sea bass you guys have been talking so much about there. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We got another series of weather coming this week, and they're saying for next week and possibly the week after. So probably a good time to get all your tackle squared away for when conditions straighten out and we get to go catch something.
Catch up on all the Let's Talk Hookup archives, and just wishing you were fishing, and be ready for ready for the fishing when it starts to happen, right? And of course, when it does happen, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys always have the information for you. $20 off a new membership, the fishdope.com, using the code hookup now, lowercase, no space, hookup now. And I also want to remind people, you know, first of the year used to be you go get your fishing license. Well, this year it's a little different. You do need to go get your fishing license, but you can wait until you go fishing and then have it a full 12-month deal. And the other thing that Department of Fish and Wildlife finally put together is auto renewal, too, so you don't have to think about it. So
nice.
You can actually go onto their website and set up auto renewal, and then you just they'll send you an email when it's time to renew, and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, that's good. I hadn't heard that, Pete. That's awesome news.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to go on to the Department of Fish and Wildlife website to actually set that up, the auto renewal.
Interesting.
Which is going to be it was something that we've been touting from CCA and everybody for a long time, and we've tried to convince them. It's like you're going to make more money by doing the annual membership and then having auto renewal, and then they finally figured it out. Oh yeah, maybe we can make
Right, it's like a guaranteed revenue.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I ask Mark a question real quick?
You bet.
Hey Mark, happy.
What's
day.
Up, buddy?
What is?
Yeah, same to you.
Hey, when sea bass had the resurgence and you had the season where you caught the 100 fish and it was kind of that era, did you catch?
That was
fish?
A long time ago.
You remember though?
Yep. Yes, I do.
Did you catch bait grounds fish in January and February? It wasn't until like March when it kind of warmed up and such.
Well, that was at a time when the fish were coming back, and we did not have the body of knowledge about their habits that we do now. So no, that was not any bait grounds fish. The vast majority of that was shallow water fish, and kelp line fish, and much smaller fish.
Right.
I mean, those were the 800 XL and the Calcutta 415-pound test years where most of our fish were, like 8 to 15 pounds.
Right.
Today you'd never get away with that.
Right,
but,
right. I feel like we never get bit on beaches like you used to back then, like ripper.
Well, the whole thing is, you're absolutely right, Brandon. I mean, it's really changed just dramatically. And, that beach fishing is still there. I didn't even catch a sea bass last year. I didn't fish home at all. I didn't spend much time on the water for various reasons, and we'll get that solved here this year. But we're still getting that beach fish. It's definitely not like it was for whatever reason.
Right.
And, I heard you guys talking about that deep water wintertime fish. We caught some, and where we would mostly find them at like this time of year are like the ledge outside of Salta Verde, that real sharp drop off, and up there in like 20 fathoms on that hard bottom, outside of Ben Weston, same thing, 20, 25 fathoms. And probably one of the better ones was just above Pedestal. There's a little hard bottom ledge there, 22 fathoms. For whatever reason, those kind of spots, seem to hold, and big ones. They seem, when they're around at all, it seems like those are the spots for this time of year. But generally, no, that bait ground fishing gets much better in the springtime for sure. Absolutely, for sure.
Okay, well, thanks for that. I'm always curious how it was,
So, Mark, let me ask you, is that all that information in the book, In the Gray?
Bits and pieces of it, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to learn about it, that'd be a good source.
It would be, yeah. The book's all about Catalina fishing for the most part.
Yeah.
We didn't have, when I was fishing that stuff really hard, we didn't have a lot of this beach fishing. It just didn't exist.
Right.
Or at least that we knew about anyway. But, Catalina's a great fishery. And, like you guys were saying earlier, this past couple years, a lot of that big beach fish seems like, you know, conditions for whatever reason have changed, whether it's not so much squid and, like you were saying, not the big kelp beds. Whatever reason, it definitely seems to have an offshore component. Man, there was a lot of big ones caught at Catalina the last couple of years.
Wow.
Holy cow.
That's cool.
Interesting. Great conversation.
Yeah,
really.
For sure. And, of course, how do we find you? We want to get more conversation about sea bass and more from Mark Wish.
All that squid. It's going to be that time of year.
Yeah.
We're in the corner of, let's see. I almost forgot how to say it. How do we say it?
Edinger.
Corner
of right next to that Chevron station, Mark.
Exactly. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, I want to make mention, I had two really good Christmas presents that came along after Christmas. One of them you helped out with, and it's awesome. And the other is CalStar. CalStar's been coming through, man. We got a good selection of CalStar in there now.
Great. You got a new pair of Costas.
I did.
All right.
And
how you like
it? I love them. They're freaking awesome, yeah. And we actually had sunshine yesterday, so I could wear them.
Yeah,
and,
for sure. Hey, Mark, a real quick question again about squid, because Brandon was making reference to crowders and lights.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still make crowders?
You know, at some point in time, I'll get back to it. I kind of I lost the inexpensive pole connection, and then I had kind of shifted to some really state-of-the-art poles, and that was part of the Cousins program, and my mandrels over there got, I don't even want to talk about it, but anyway, they're gone. And so right at the moment, no, I'm not. But I have the prototype poles to make some new mandrels off one of these days, and I have a whole box of net. Get constant requests.
You could get resurrected. And what about those big lights that Brandon was referring to, too? Do you have a source for those?
Well, you know, I made some of those way back when, and our attorney advised us to not, you know, for obvious reasons. So I didn't want to be involved with that. I don't make them. That company you were talking about, that Squidmax, I've heard that theirs are very nice.
Yes.
And then, you know, there's some guys making them. I mean, I have a custom made one from my friend. I don't want to say actually, but yeah, those things are state of the art, man.
Mine is you need that.
400 watt metal halide and a little generator to run that thing and make sure that you got plenty of fresh air because of the carbon monoxide issues with the little generator run on deck.
For sure.
And but yeah, that's in terms of squid making on that nights, you know, where you got to work at it harder and you got to have it light out for a long time, or when you got a lot of critters in the water and, you know, like Brandon was saying, you know, the seals over there at Catalina are just everywhere, actually. Are just oppressive, you know, that's time we need the bigger light and the patience to work on it. It's nice on those nights when you just put out the green light, nice and quiet, stuff floats up, scoop it up, and go about your business.
Oh,
those are wonderful.
Hey, Mark, great to hear from you. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Happy New Year.
Same to you guys.
First report of many here on Let's Talk Hookup, of 52 of them, as a matter of fact, for 2023. Looking forward to many, many more, Mark.
Yes, good times all the way from Huntington Beach all the way down to Quivira Basin and Mission Bay. We got Marcos from Seaforce Sport Fishing. I'd imagine a couple of the boats were locked down to the top.
You can't imagine going out the entrance of Mission Bay was real fun this week, right?
You know, especially yesterday where some of those, like, beachfront properties were getting a little wet there, some flooding going up over the bay, so... Yeah, we took a few days off there. I think it's been a while since we fished. But we did get the Sea Watch out today on that extended half day. And we planned to run one last weekend, but like you said, for obvious reason we didn't. But they are out there today, going to go take a look around. And we're going to be alternating those, at least for next week here, with those regular local half days that are going to take a look around. So tomorrow they'll be running those. And those half days right now, we're only running one a day, so we're doing a 9 to 2:30 trip. The full day, or excuse me, the half day extended are departing at 7:30 to 2:30. So check the website. Like I said, until the new Seaforce is back up and running, they've had a little issues with their boat work, with the weather. They're not really cooperating, so they'll be back up and running hopefully next weekend, and then we'll be running multiple trips. But check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half days. The Pacifica and the Tribute are both scheduled for a day and a half next weekend, and they will be for the next few weekends at least here as things shake down. So we're still going to have some options for you. Like I said, if you still got people visiting and you just want to get them out on the water but they don't necessarily want to fish, we got some whale watching. So check that out, seafortlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And come down and visit the person, spend some of those gift cards, or stock up on some items for the upcoming fishing season here. You know, make sure your tackle box is full of MC swim baits. Definitely come down and visit us. Stop by the restaurant there to get a burrito, and hopefully we'll get you out fishing.
Checks in the mail. Good job.
Absolutely. You know, you can just Venmo me, Corey. You don't have to send a check.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Yeah.
When you drop baits off, you can just drop a check.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. That works too.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Oh, good times, Marcos. Right. Yeah, we definitely saw some action where they were surfing the jetties, actually.
Yeah.
In Mission Bay yesterday. Mission Bay. That's pretty wild. Yeah.
A little bit of a high tide yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. And hey, along with that high tide, water going out became a low tide.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, Marcos. Great to hear from you. Happy New Year. And again, one of many, many reports we're looking forward to in 2023 from Marcos, that guy on the radio from Seaford.
Exactly. Happy New Year, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos.
Can we do an over-under on how many times I say bluefin on the report this year?
Right? I don't know. That'd be a good one. Yeah, for sure. I'll bet a bunch.
All right. Talk to you next weekend, guys.
Great to hear from you, Marcos. Appreciate that very much.
That was a good one for
sure. That wraps up our catch report.
Oh, it does, and it's you need to focus your offshore fishing in the best area by using Terrafin charts. They're temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice in dependability and accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android, and just check Terrafin.com for more information.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys, so let's jump into it.
How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Hills.
It's Jake's zone.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it is. It's Jake's son. Yeah, my buddies that grew up with Jake, they told me that his dad is a guide, like at Casitas and stuff. So Jake came by it, honestly, seems like. And, man, I heard about bite sport fishing on Let's Talk Hookup, and I've fished bite sport fishing three different times. So I did a sea bass trip with Brandon. I did what turned out to be a yellowfin trip with Brandon. And then we wanted to get bluefin, and we hadn't met Jake, but it was Jake. And so my three buddies and I went out, and Jake was amazing because he's a super chill dude, but he made us learn how to fly the kite. He had us doing it, and that was a gift, you know, to learn that. And then we did get one over 200, and then you can't even pick that thing up. What are we going to do with that thing? Jake took care of it, got it to the processor for us, and then we just had a blast, man. And so good times, and thank you guys for that.
Yeah, that was a fun trip, Hills. I remember that one.
And you bring up a good point, too, Hills. If you have your own boat and you want to learn about a fishery, like, for example, next year I am definitely going out with Jake on a swordfish trip because it's one of those things I've been out a few times and just have not had success, and I just need to learn the proper – I mean, it's not rocket science, but there's certain techniques, right? And you can learn a lot by going and spending the day on your boat, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
And you're willing to share.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some of the secrets, well, not secrets, but some of the things learned by Jake and Brandon are
right.
Kind of rocket science. You know, I mean, when it comes to the kite fishing for the bluefin and the little intricacies or the knowing how to drop for the swordfish, you know, and how deep and why and the flashers and the bells and whistles literally that come with it.
Right.
You have a lot of guys that do that with you, right? They own their own boats and go out fishing with you.
Yeah. When it was just me and I did the coastal sea bass thing, I never really returned those emails. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to show everyone because it's like little one-boat spots.
Sure.
And it just would have ruined it for everyone, you know? But we have no problem giving everyone 101% of the info that they need. And no matter what your passion is in life or how you recreate or whatever, like, everyone has holes in their game.
Yep.
So if you can kind of notice what they are and come out and ask the questions, I think you'll benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
When I played a lot of poker, like, I realized, like, I needed help with certain components, so I just found the best person in the game. It was like, I will pay you $150 in an hour, come have lunch with me for 3 hours. And it, like, changed my way of thinking about a lot of things.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I took you out on field research. I wanted to dial in my kite fishing for big fish, and we just absolutely crushed the big fish that day. And I learned so much by having you on the boat, kind of showing me the little, I mean, I knew how to kite fish, but I didn't really.
Right.
I mean, I kind of knew, but I didn't really. And then after going with you, I had a much better knowledge about location, how to fish it, where to fish it, all that kind of stuff.
Right, because there's a few different ways to do that, too, depending on what the fish are doing.
Absolutely. Yep. So I'd highly, highly recommend, if you have your own boat, you will save a lot of money by spending some money and going with Brandon or Jake or Wes or whomever with Among Bikes Sports.
Yeah, we get a lot of that.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that, and I'm sure you're booking up some trips this coming year, too. Gary from Huntington Beach had a great text here. He said, "Hi, Brandon. A group normally charters Captain Wes in July, but would it be better to schedule a little bit later as the bite seems to be better in the fall?"
For tunas? What do you think, Jake? I think it kind of ebbs and flows, but...
Yeah, it kind of varies. I mean, we were catching them really good starting in June last year, too. I mean, early season can be just as good as
late. May was epic.
Yeah, May was awesome.
Right. Yeah.
March. Yeah.
And you always think, well, gee, the weather's going to be better in July and August. It wasn't this year. It was actually better earlier, right?
Right. Yeah. I feel like we don't get those offshore winds like we used to in October. So, when they're out on the Tanner a couple years ago.
Are not as prevalent.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. It happens, but it's more coastal.
So different. But No, absolutely. But to answer his question, I think July is a good month, as good as any. I'm a big fan of picking your date and kind of... not chasing the dragon. Like, this is the day, this is when we go every year, and there's going to be some good trips and some slow trips, and hopefully it all falls into place.
And that's basically fishing in a handbasket, right? I mean, that's...
Do a second trip. Do the July trip, and then come out again in the fall, and then you can do the math and see what you like better.
There it is.
July's nice because they're up on the surface and breezing a lot more, it seems like, more visual stuff. Fall, it can be down deeper and more meter fishing, I think.
Mm-hmm. What about the moon? Are you guys believers in the moon? Does the moon make a difference when you should book a trip?
I mean, we fish around the moon regardless. I mean, we're fishing every day, so we're going to catch them.
Different phases.
Yeah.
You catch them on all phases.
Yeah, you catch them on all phases. I mean, a good bet always is coming up on the week of the full. I like the days coming up on the full.
On the full.
Yeah, but I mean, regardless, we're going to be out either way and catch them.
I love the way Rock Hot Rick lays it out. The moon is perfect, right? It's the... thing you could blame it on for the lack of success, or it's the thing you can praise for having the success.
Yeah.
We've caught so many sea bass between moons and in these funky periods and there's no real tide, so it's tough, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm with Jake. Leading into the full seems to be...
The better bet, but...
Yeah, but it's all over the net.
You never know.
Give me current and good weather.
Current.
Yeah.
There's the word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares about the moon? Just give me, downhill and downhill spots and uphill and uphill spots, and you're going to catch them.
Like Mark Wish always says, conditions.
It's everything.
Got to have the conditions.
It's everything.
Is that true with swordfish, too?
Some of it, and we've caught those all around the tide, too, and moon phases and everything. You get super random bites, but there is times where definitely, your bites will be right on the tide, like slack tide or a moonset. You can go down a whole wormhole of moon phases,
all that kind of stuff
too, but it definitely does play a big part of it sometimes.
Yeah, and like you were talking about the conditions, the current, you can never know when that current, you cannot predict the current, right?
You can't. There's apps out there that kind of are supposed to show how the current's flowing in real time and such, but I haven't seen it work when I look at it. And unless you're in a bay or estuary where water comes in and water comes out, you can't predict it. You can see patterns like, oh, it's, in the afternoons we've had good downhill current the last couple of days, and you see patterns. But the thing about fishing, there's never been one bite that's lasted forever. Everything ends at some point. It's always going to take a powder. Someone's always going to be on the trip that, oh, this was the end of the bite, right? And conditions always change. You don't have the same forever.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's perfectly put. Absolutely.
Yeah. In the history of fishing, there's never been a bite that goes forever. So don't feel too bad when you go out and it ends that day.
It could be
all change.
It could be the cycle within the day. It could be the cycle of the moon. It could be the cycle of that month.
Right.
Or it could be the cycle that we're in now with the 7 years of beautiful bluefin fishing.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. I'll take it. Yep. Yeah. Yep. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk hook up more from Bite Spore Fishing, Jake and Brandon, when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'd like to invite you to share your passion for outdoor recreation at the 75th anniversary celebration of the Hall Family Shows. Join us at the Bart Hall Show February 16th and 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and the Bart Hall Show March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, international hunting and fishing lodges, hundreds of seminars, and a full day of real family fun. But while you're at our shows, you need to stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California to find out what you can do to stop the unnecessary ocean closures within the California 30 and 30 campaign. It will restrict your access to sport fishing in the ocean probably forever. All we want as anglers is a voice in the process. Environmental extremists are shutting us out. Join thousands of other California anglers and become a member of CCA Cal. Check ccacal.org.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect center for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having so much fun. You want to give us a call, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Yeah. And you can text the show, too. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show.
Great way to start the new year with live shows. This is not our first show of the year. Of course, we did a recorded show on New Year's Day, but this is our first live show of 2023. Great way to start with these two guys here. Let's jump into the phones. They're packed.
I agree with you. How about Gus? Gus calling from Burbank. Good morning, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Yo, you guys. Good morning. Yo, everybody.
Yo, Gus.
Yo, Pete. I have a question. Brandon mentioned the reels that rod and reels setups that he uses for swordfish, and he mentioned a Tiagra 50. And I was just wondering. What would be a good rod to match that with? I'm a 6-foot, 200-pounder, easy.
What kind of rods you fish with, Jake? For Swordfish and that Tiagra?
There's kind of a lot of options now. It doesn't really matter your body dimensions, because most of the Swordfishing, unless you're fishing stand-up, is all in the rod holder.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fishing bent butts. We fish two rods. Okay. One's a little bit heavier. I don't know numbers, but we have a Phoenix that's really nice.
Do you want a softer tip? Because swordfish have softer mouths.
They have softer. It's like a double-edged sword. You want soft enough where you're pulling on the fish that it's not going to pull the hook. But you want enough backbone so it's not just a complete noodle so you can see a bite.
Okay.
Seeker makes a great line. A 3X or a 2X is perfect, either one of those. Phoenix is just starting to make them. They haven't come out with a full line of them yet, but it's going to be this year. And we've been using prototypes for them, and once those come out, they should be perfect.
Made for swordfish?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just Shimano swordfish. Just came out with a new line of high-end swordfish rods.
Oh, really?
That are really nice. Yeah, really nice. Very nice. Bent butt style, higher end, and the right kind of action.
And targeting like this West Coast style, huh?
Yeah. It's not the same rod that you're fishing bluefin with, then.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's not a rail rod. I mean, you can't put the same amount of pressure on them.
Because you pull a hook, or?
You pull a hook. They're very soft.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a fine line. But you can use some of it, like your softer rods, for a 3X is the same blank that you're fishing for, lighter style tuna fishing as far as kite stuff goes. You could use that same blank rod for a swordfish.
Yeah, all right.
It's just not having the bent butt.
Exactly.
Is the issue.
They're starting to do a lot where the unibots or multibots or whatever I don't know the name for it, but the ones that you could switch back and forth, so it turns into a bent butt or a straight butt.
Straight butt.
Going out on a tuna trip, you could have one way.
Exactly,
you're going out for swordfishing.
A lot more versatile now.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Any length that you particularly like, or
not too long. I mean, not too long. I don't know, like 6.5 feet or so.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. Great question here from Darren in San Clemente. He wants to know about jumping on somebody else's charter or open party trips with bite sport fishing.
Yeah, we do those. We do them through fishermen's down here for bluefin. We do like one or two swordfish trips a year, mostly for people who kind of want to learn, because you're not going to go out and catch five swordfish, you know?
And I've actually seen them up on the Fisherman's Landing website, where you can actually book online when you have the availability.
Yeah, that's nice. So we do a lot of bluefin. A lot of times I'll post the bluefin trips like in March or something like that, mm-hmm. for the whole year, so people can grab them.
That'll be on Fisherman's Landing website.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
If you want to do sea bass, I did a Christmas special where for the Freeman, we're charging the same pricing that I charged in 2011, 2012, 2013, $390 per person. Difference is it's not one person on the boat or three people on the Parker. It's for six. But we still have a few spots for that. That's only for January trips. But if you wanted to come out, check out the Freeman, go to Catalina for the day, we have a handful of trips that are only $390 per person.
$390 per person on the Freeman?
Yeah, we take six people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And spend the day at Catalina. And that's like a January special?
January special, yeah. Yeah, we might fish local, too. Sometimes you catch them local. A couple of years I've caught the first fish of the year local, like off Newport.
Yeah.
So, yeah, both of those are kind of in play. So if someone wants to do that, they could go through the website or give me a call.
Okay, go through Fisherman's Landing website.
No, those would be up north out of Newport or Long Beach.
Okay, so which landing?
They go out of Davy's Locker.
Okay, so you're on their website.
You book it through me. So
you book it through you.
Yeah, you could just call me or go through our website. Or
Wait. You said the website's not booking, though.
Well, no, but it's got your telephone number on it.
Oh, sorry. So my website doesn't have like a live booking feature. It never has, but you can send an email through there.
Gotcha.
The only moving part of the website that's not working is that it has pricing from 2 years
Great.
Ago.
Yeah.
Everything else is operational.
Yeah.
So you can shoot me an email through there.
That's the best way to book, either phone call or an email.
Straight ahead, yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll give available dates.
Yep.
Here's where we're doing these open party trips.
Yep, they're on Thursdays and Sundays.
Yeah. What a great $390 to go on the Freeman.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah.
And on the Freeman, I mean, what is it, a 30-minute ride?
Probably. We've done it. I haven't, fished the island on the
Pull the throttle back, and maybe, 40 minutes.
It's going to take you longer to get out of the Newport Harbor than it is to get to Catalina,
Legit.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So if you want to do that and come out in January, hopefully there's some nice days in here if we're doing that.
And that's a long day at Catalina. I mean, you're
fishing, yeah.
Yes.
Better bring lots of squid.
Exactly. Extremely long day. Yep. Let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Okay. How about Cardiff? Cheer. Cheer calling from Cardiff. Good morning.
Hey, Cheer.
Hey, good morning, guys. The reason why I'm calling, Pete, is because I want to sing praises to Jake. I've been out with him like 3 times. And the first time I went out, I took my son-in-law. This was a couple years ago. And Jake, I don't know if you remember, but we had a great trip. We caught 3 nice bluefin, 70 pounders, but one of them was a beast. And when you sank the gaff into it, it almost ripped you back into the engine compartment. Actually, it did. I thought we were going to lose you. You remember that?
I remember all your trips. That one we had good foamer fishing. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh. Remember that foamer? It was like a mile wide all around us.
It was huge. And then your other trip, we had a good bait stop on Yellowfin.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So you going to go do it again, Cher?
Everyone who's listening. Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely.
Were you on the
Jake
Freeman or on the Parker?
Captain. The Parker. And
nice.
I just want to tell you, Jake is a great captain. Young guy, totally focused on catching fish, but a super nice guy too. The package is amazing. Jake, keep it up. You're great. I really appreciate
that, Cheer. I look forward to taking you again.
Thanks for the call, Cheer.
Yeah, so nice to hear. Super kind words. And seems to be a common theme. Like,
yeah,
it's all,
people like fishing with Jake.
I like it.
He's the only one of us who hasn't got a complaint.
Come on. I know people like fishing with you, like me. So.
Yeah.
You do your thing.
I can be.
Yeah.
I've mellowed, I think, a little bit. I can be tough on people. And
so you say you're getting older.
You know.
Ripe old age of
42
or whatever.
That's why I just think Kathy, she's the only one who can take it. You know?
You have a good text, huh, Corey?
I do, and it's talk about common themes. We've had more than a handful of texts that are asking this question. This particular one comes from James in La Jolla, and he says, hey, guys, Happy New Year. Really love all the priceless info. And he says, a question for Brandon. I was enjoying and really looking forward to getting the bite journal. Is there any plans to bring it back?
Good. So it's like a elephant in the room.
Right.
I've done 8 of them. And when COVID happened, everything got kind of mixed up and I lost my printer and a lot of things changed. It's like 70% done. So, and I still owe subscribers 2 issues. So my goal is to create the last 2 issues and then make it, kind of upgrade it and high grade it, make it more of a coffee table thing that still comes out once a year, kind of whenever I feel like it. Postage rates have got to a point where it's like $9 for priority mail.
Right?
So it's really not practical to send them out. It's complicated, the post is. So that's my goal. So anyone who still has a subscription, I owe you 2 issues. You'll get those probably in the spring, probably. And, it'll never die. It'll always be a thing. Just I want to do the last 2 and then create it more kind of like bookish coffee table.
And if I could step in and maybe, like, the way you do it and the way the magazine is, or the way that, you know, is it magazine? Is that the right?
Yeah, it's a journal.
It's a
blend between, like, a book and a magazine.
But the way you do it is so niche that it's, like, it's meant to be the way it is, really. It's
right.
It doesn't have anybody else with a thumb on it to push you to push something out that maybe you didn't want.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah. Look at my bookshelf, though. They stay.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, that's the cool thing about that magazine.
They're
right here.
We call it evergreen.
And
so
I pick them up
away.
And I go, yeah, man, that was a great story. I read it again. It's just good stuff. Yeah.
So it'll come out. We have some really fun articles in it. I don't think anyone's going to poach me up there. Canadians, I guess you would say, in British Columbia, essentially Indians would harpoon bluefin from their canoes up there.
Wow.
Indigenous.
Thousands of years ago. And thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was like a real cool kind of eye-opener. So I have a lot of built pieces and
wow.
I have ads and I just have to kind of put a bow on it and finish it up.
Interesting.
And find a printer where I'm not just like hemorrhaging money and going broke.
Sure.
So.
I mean, you bring up some legit costs. I mean, the way things have gone up with shipping, number one,
yeah.
and
right.
then with printing.
That's why a lot of magazines have gone online, right?
It's like, I know.
You
know, and
everything's cost so much.
And for me, it wouldn't have the same feel online.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah.
I mean, like you worked for Western Outdoor News for many, many years, and thank goodness Western Outdoor News still exists in a printed version.
Right.
They've gone online, and you can get an online version, but there's nothing like having a printed version of Western Outdoor News.
Totally. Yeah. And Western Outdoor News, as much as it's a newspaper, it's really a events and outdoor events promotion company.
Yeah.
It's a three-headed monster that's not just a newspaper.
Yeah, they have all kinds of things going on over there.
Yeah. So we see it as
which
a newspaper.
Which you have to be this day.
But that's really like a catalyst to drive their own events in a lot of ways.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hey, let's go jump back in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Sam? Sam Cohn from Irvine. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk cook up this morning, Sam.
Good morning. Good morning, Brandon and Jake. How you guys doing?
Hey, Sammy. We're good.
Good. Hey, a question. You know, I'm looking at the white sea bass, probably the next fishing trip I'll take. What months have the best current, and would you pick dark moon or no moon or full moon for the your first choice?
I'll let Jake take that one, and I'll just agree.
Right.
Either the new moon or the full moon. There's no real month that has better current, I feel like. I mean, that's kind of all random. I would say just go, like, with what date works for you, and we're going to find the best conditions for that day. But generally speaking, the week of the coming up on the full or the new moon, we get bites, too. But yeah, as far as current, it's kind of random. We can't predict current.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunately.
Yeah. Someday, like March-ish.
Someday, for sure.
March is a good bet. Yeah. March, April. Okay. June's a classic good month. March and April, you got a shot at we usually catch our big ones then. It might not be as good fishing, but you might get a bigger one versus more in the spring. We might catch more numbers, and there could be a big one in that too, but it's going to be a little bit smaller of a fish too.
I should take that back. The only guy I know that can predict current is Steve Lasley.
I believe that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but
right.
He's but he like does. Got some kind of a wizard like thing that he does.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He just knows where to be, when to be.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I did a Q&A on him in the magazine five issues ago. And he said when they're doing all that swordfish stuff, they could get the terrafin or the water picture, ocean imaging, whatever they're using at the time, and like find where the fish are going to be out of like a pixel on that printout.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, he's a wizard.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you, Sam. Appreciate the call. Great text here from Eric from Fallbrook, a.k.a. Eric Sheets. You know that guy? You know?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And he wants to know from Jake, wants to know when the best fishing for swordfish is. What month should he book a trip to go fishing with you? Because he wants to come out and test some of those big reels he's building.
Yeah, our season for them is pretty short, and honestly, during the whole season can be good. It's just kind of it's like any other fishing. It all just varies. We have better months. This month, November, or this past season, November was really good. Last year, our best month was actually December.
December.
Yeah. Coming the week, same thing as sea bass, they fish similar, but same thing, the week coming up on the full, the few days leading up to the full and the couple days after can be really good in either October, November, and December. I would say those are probably the three prime dates.
October, and you guys start fishing swords October.
Yeah, we'll start looking in September.
Yeah.
And is that fish not around the other month? I mean, how does that
there's
work?
Always,
I'm curious.
January,
February,
There's always some, but the main body of them migrates. It's kind of just like how bad do you want it, really? I mean, I'm sure there's always a couple, but the main body of it's just not going
to
be here.
And their migration would be from, like, Oregon down to Venezuela? I mean, like that?
Yeah, so there's San Diego's kind of central for where the two strains meet. We get two strains out here. There's the ones that come from out west, and those ones hit kind of like all the up north area, and they work their way down, and they kind of finish their migration right here in San Diego. And same thing with the ones that come out of Mexico, and they work their way up.
Interesting.
Oh. Yeah.
So
we're
super
central, so it's pretty cool where we're located, actually.
Kind of a highway, a two-way highway.
Yeah, and they both meet and converge and then go their separate ways from there.
Nice. So crazy.
Nice. Well, you have a good text, huh, Corey?
Well, it back to sea bass fishing, and this comes
from... We like
from,
sea bass.
I know, it's kind of cool, really. It comes from Ken in Santa Barbara, and appreciate you listening and sending a text, Ken. He says, what causes the milk-colored water close to shore that I see when I'm free diving for sea bass?
That's just from mixing with the shoreline, et cetera. That's why Catalina, the east end of the island, gets all churned up and milked up when there's some south swell, just from water movement.
Yeah, current. That's a lot of times good sign that there's current there.
Current, right? Yeah. Your best days on sea bass on the East End are when you're posted up under the lighter at Seal Rocks and it's just smoking downhill current. These big like tumbleweeds of like sandy waters pushing under you.
Wow.
Those are the days where you're like, oh, we're gonna catch them.
And are the sea bass in that water?
Yeah, they're not like traveling at speed like it's a river. They're just kind of posted up and trying to spawn and do their thing.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of those beaches get that like sea foam green, like super like tropical
like
looking.
Tahitian.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Catalina's, I don't know, that's one of the few places where you see that. It's
really neat. Pretty magical place.
It is.
Yeah,
it
for is. Sure. Like fishing. I know you like fishing there.
I like the challenge of it.
Yeah. You like fishing there too, Jake?
I do, yeah. It's very different from where I grew up. It's two different worlds, but it's very unique to fish there.
What's your favorite island to fish?
My Santa Cruz, just because it's home.
Cruz. I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah, I can't get away from it.
And fishy.
Very fishy, yeah. It's huge. Completely different. But I really like fishing with Catalina because it's the unique part of it and
it's
the challenge.
And it's challenged because of all the people, too.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
It can be an issue come spring.
Santa Cruz, you can fish there, you know, February, March, till you're blue in the face. You'll never catch a white sea bass. But Catalina, like, you have a legit shot, you know, to kind of kick it off.
Yeah, and a good yellow, too.
Yellows, halibut, everything.
Yeah, halibut.
Avalon, lobster trap. I mean,
I mean, there's so much going on. Go post up in Avalon and it relax for a little bit. Go catch a lobster. Go catch a sea bass. Go catch a yellow.
Yeah,
it's halibut. Oh, it's fun. Yeah, for sure. Good times. Let's try and sneak in one more phone call. How about Doug? Doug calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, what is the hardest fish you're going to catch in a year?
The most difficult fish to catch within the year?
Yeah.
Maybe swordfish?
Oh, that's going to be swordfish for sure, yeah. That's probably the ultimate challenge for California angling.
And it has been, right? Since time began, right? It's always been. But to crack the code in the last few years to actually, I mean, I think one of the coolest things is they've removed the gill nets, the commercial fishery, and they've made it the buoy style, you know, and it's really changed our ocean in a good way.
In a good way. No,
yeah,
absolutely.
In a good way. So for a sport guy like yourself, Jake, to be able to go out and target them, I mean, it's the success rate is way better than it was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even really a recreational game 10 years ago, which is pretty cool, too. It's such a new fishery.
You had to be lucky enough to see one floating to be able to throw a mackerel or whatever your trick was, you know, dead bonito. Or
have a very slim shot of it actually eating it, too.
And so do you actually see, like, floating, you know, like, high, dry, like, when they're around? Or when you're in the zone and you're actually getting them, do you ever not see them high and dry?
You'll see them sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's I've had them before, like they'll pop up high and dry right next to the boat as your rates are 1,000 feet down.
Only when you haven't caught one in four trips.
Yeah. Gotcha. Hey, try and sneak in Terry in Allied Gardens. Terry, not a lot of time. You have a quick question?
Good morning, Terry. Good morning there, gentlemen. Brandon and Jake. Someone stole my thunder already. I was going to praise Jake for his white sea bass fishing. He's so good at it. He can tell you the exact time that you're going to catch one.
Okay, they're going to bite now, huh? He's the wizard.
We were out on one. He says we were fishing and weren't getting anything. And he says 10 o'clock they're going to hit. And 10:02 we had three hits.
Wow. Crazy.
He is a wizard. Every time. Every trip, guys.
That's pretty cool. Oh, good info. Stuff. Nice to hear from you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, you going fishing with him this year?
Terry, good luck, bud.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Bill in Scripps Ranch wants to know, if you catch a bluefin with bite sport fishing, do you process the fish on the boat, or how do you work that?
We can, yeah. We can process it, or we also have the option, too. We can leave it on the boat in the morning, and when the guys come down for the processor at the landing here, they'll pull it off the boat.
Pull it off the boat. And when you say you just leave it on the boat, you mean it's like...
Yeah, it's not just out in the open.
Yeah, 100% like ice submerged, like premium.
Yeah, it's either in kill bags on ice, or it's on the Freeman inside our coffin box full.
Legitimate.
The fish processing part's kind of the easiest part now.
And the better quality.
But they just come down and grab it in the morning, even if we're not there. We have the passengers' names on the fish. It's all organized and it's one component that's incredibly well oiled and doesn't change at all.
Oh, it's I mean, using the fish processor, you have better quality product when you're finished,
yeah.
And
vacuum seal,
just the whole thing. It's worth every penny of it for sure.
Oh, man, it's good stuff. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Pete. This has been a really fun
show.
Hey, but there's only one winner, and Jake's going to flip the coin. Go ahead, Jake. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip, and it's going to a caller who happens to be Todd in Costa Mesa. Congratulations.
All right, Todd, congratulations. You are going to go fishing on the Liberty, and I'm sure you'll enjoy going fishing with Taro. And boat's going to be back up soon and running out of Fisherman's Landing, so that'll be great. Hey, how do we get on board with you guys?
Call Captain Jake at 975.
Bite Sport Fishing. And again, it's B-I-G-H-T. It's Bite Sport Fishing.
Yeah, you can go through the website. Send us an email through there on Instagram, bite_fishing. That's how you probably get 90% of my bookings.
You see a lot of good good pictures that you push.
Yeah, just give me a call.
Bite_sport fishing yep. On Instagram.
Or you can call me in 3 minutes at 949-212-0719. And that January thing, we said we were just doing it for December bookings, but if any callers call this weekend and want to grab it, I'll extend the same pricing.
$390 on the Freeman, which is a 39-foot super rocket fish.
34-foot catamaran, get you to Catalina in well under an hour.
Yeah.
And you can choose if you want to do a trip that just fishes for sea bass or if you want to do a sea bass lobster combo in the afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Yep. All right. Jake, great job.
Thank you.
I hope you come back, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And looking forward to going swordfish fishing with you. Catch some of those skirts, right?
I'm looking forward to taking you.
Yeah. That'll be fun. And of course, we're looking into that like October, November, something
That's
like
perfect.
That. Yeah. All right. Hey. Thanks for being here, Corey. Great job. Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning. Going to be a great show with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Cape. John's going to be here talking some fishing in the East Cape, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board. And, of course, thanks to our good buddy Adam for doing everything on the app. And, again, the shows from December 31st and January 1st are now posted on the Let's Talk Hookup app as well as the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. So be sure to check that out for sure. Hey, thanks for listening today. Thanks to all of you callers and texters today. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. with John Ireland right here on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.